This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we're talking about an event and the work of the Oregon State University Extension Service Master Gardeners, Cheryl Kaplan and Ann Severson, braving it through the snow this morning, walking clear over here to talk with us. And Cheryl, talk about that Master Gardeners, first of all. I know that's a big emphasis for you.
It is. Well, actually, it is for both of us, Anne and me. And it's a group of over 200 people here in Douglas County that are super active people. We've been working in greenhouses lately and getting soil going and planning some classes.
And let's talk about classes. You've got some things coming up, right?
We do. So snowy day like today, perfect time to dream about spring and gardening. And we have a class coming up on Saturday, March 11th. At Phoenix School that the Master Gardeners is putting on, and it's called Spring into Gardening. You have to register for it, and it does cost $25, but you have a choice of a whole bunch of different classes. Starts at 9 o'clock and goes until 3:30. A lot of fun. So classes ranging from irises to class about lilies, one on food gardening on a budget, you know, how to produce maximum nutrition at minimal cost, wouldn't we all like to do that, and growing and caring for fruits and berries in the home garden, plus more. There's one even on succulents.
Now, that term, maybe Ann, you can help me out with that, because I hear that, and as much as I've listened to Mike Winters and other people over the years, I never remember exactly what a succulent is.
Well, a succulent is normally like a green fleshy plant. The leaves are very thick, and they hold the moisture in these leaves. I brought some samples here to show you today, Kyle, which nobody out there can see them, but a lot of people believe all succulents are the same, and they all have the same properties, but they all have different cares. Some require more water. Some require very little water.
Now, we'll actually put these pictures up with the podcast at 541radio.com. So these are all succulents.
Yes, they are.
Now, see, I wouldn't have guessed that because they do look really different, and I have no idea what any of them are.
That's the great thing. So as I teach these classes on how I killed my succulent, and this will be the second class I've taught out here at the Phoenix School with the Spring and the Gardening, they will learn how to propagate and how to, why did I kill my succulent? And the biggest issue that I have found with them is they don't know what they have. They don't know if it's a house plant or if it's an outside plant. So this is some of the things they're going to learn when they come to this class.
I imagine then for some people, it's too much watering.
Too much watering, or maybe no watering at all. You know, there, some of these plants, I've got some right here that just leave me alone and I'm happy.
Really?
Yes.
Now, tell me real quick what all these plants are.
Okay, so you have this in here in the blue little tub right here. This is called a candle plant. It's one of my very favorite plants because it's so odd and it's very beautiful. And each one of these little sections here will fall off and make another plant eventually.
Wow.
It gets its flowering in the wintertime. So it puts on these beautiful leaves. And if it was more in the sun, the leaves are more purple. The flower is not spectacular. It does flower. And all succulents flower.
Okay,
so we have some other ones over here. We have the calico kitten, which is a beautiful ground cover, which is great in a hanging basket. And there's some right here. This one is a beautiful one, too. This is from Korea.
Wow.
Nanakumi. And it's a beautiful one. It gets its color also in the winter. So we have a vast array of different ones here. We have the crinkle leaf back here, which is not really cute, but it's kind of odd. I like odd plants. And then we have the little warty here. It will get bigger, and the plant, the flower on this one here will shoot out to about 2 or 3 feet long and then flower.
And that almost looks kind of cactus-like.
It is, but look at the little babies it puts around. It's not pokey, and it's just when it has, you can feel the little tiny bumps on this plant, which is awesome. But it will get many, many more little pups around there, which you can break them away and give them to a family member or a friend if they love succulents. But the best thing to remember with succulents is when they're dry to the touch, touch the soil. You can stick your finger in a little bit, and if it's dry, go ahead and water. That's the best thing for people to do. If they're not sure, leave it alone.
Wow.
But, yeah.
So you're going to be talking about all of these, giving people some advice and helping them ultimately maybe be successful instead of just throwing up their hands and realizing they've done it again.
And in my earlier years, Kyle, I killed many a succulent. So the succulent police came knocking on my door.
Uh-oh.
Said, don't do that. So that's what I tell them first off. If you don't know the name of your plant, find out the name that so you can treat it the right way so it can live forever in your home or outside in your yard.
Now, I know, and maybe this is for purposes of your class, that you've actually got labels here.
I have my own nursery. So I always know every name of every plant before I ever sell it. I will not sell a plant to anybody without the proper name. So that way they can go home and say, and they can research it. Or I will talk most people's ears off when they come and see me.
Wow. Now, and see, that was suggested for my yard that I just have signs because I can't remember what anything in my yard is. So, but it seems like the Homeowners Association probably would frown at that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. But there are some tricks to the trade that I could tell you all about later.
So you're going to be teaching this one time that day?
We're going to do that in the afternoon. Mine is the second segment, which is about hour-long class, and I usually have about 20 students in there, possibly. We filled it up last year. It was standing room only, and I'm hoping that they take time to take this class, and there's many others that they can do.
Now, what about, Cheryl, about other things that people ought to know that are coming up with Master Gardeners?
Well, if people aren't interested in devoting a whole Saturday to the class on March 11th, well, this is a time of year where you can also step into the plant clinic. We have a free plant clinic that's run in the afternoons. Now it's 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 1 to 4 at the OSU Extension office. So people can step into there and ask questions or email their questions to it or even call the questions in. You just go to Douglas County Master Gardeners and look up the phone number and the email address to send that in. So if you have a gardening question and you just don't quite know the answer and feel uncomfortable researching it, ask the experts in the plant clinic.
Anything else you want to tell folks about Master Gardeners before we go?
Sure. So two different things. And one is to remember when the weather turns better about the Discovery Garden out near River Forks Park. Just a wonderful place to walk through and look at a whole bunch of different ways to garden. And then a save the date item. Saturday, May 6th, that's the first Saturday in May, we'll be having our annual plant sale, and we are busy growing fabulous plants for that. Trees, grasses, shrubs, vegetables, perennials, annuals, you name it.
And again, spring into gardening, what's the date for that?
Saturday, March 11th.
All right, and call the Extension office to get signed up.
Or you can do it online if you want and even pay for it online.
All right, Cheryl and Ann, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle,
you
very
bet.
Much. Thank you.
8:30, 8 at the morning, report.